on the point of the BP disaster, then Deepwater Horizon, we saw that that wreck happen off the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi. The oil did come towards Florida, and it could have been a lot worse. How far is far enough away for you?
That's really, that's going to be up to the scientists and whatnot to determine. And this isn't something we rush into. We study it. A lot of times you hear these arguments about regulation, more or less. We have a ton of regulations that regulated Wall Street before the Wall Street meltdown. And we had a lot of regulations out there that dealt with our environment and keeping offshore drilling safe that failed. The question is whether you have effective regulations. This argument more or less really isn't the appropriate argument. You want to have smart, effective regulations, to keep things safe. And that's the job of your government. Be good stewards of what we've given us.
You said that you would be willing to work across the aisle, but your campaign website says that you don't want to, quote, go along and get along. So can you reconcile that for me?
I'll give you a perfect example. The federal government's bankrupting this nation. And we talk about what's going to do to our children. For example, when Alan Grayson was there, the national debt was $10 trillion. Now it's $16 trillion. $6 trillion in about 4 years. It's insane if you care about our children. But not only is it hurting—
But those 2 years were—
Grayson was there when Obama got there in 2009. So the last 4 years, we've had about $5, $6 trillion of new debt. Okay. Now, if you say, a compromise in that would have been, let's put $3 trillion of new debt on the country. I'm going to work with them to make— That's both terrible policy. If you care about the children of this nation, I would suggest, like President Obama said when he was elected, he said $9 trillion of debt is immoral, irresponsible. All the stuff I agreed with him. You don't do that to the children of this nation, running a credit card through China to bankrupt your country. Now, I'm not going to go along and say, we'll compromise with you and just put, $1 trillion of debt on the country every year instead of $1.5 trillion, which Alan Grayson's voting for. So I'm just telling you, and I'll give you a perfect example. When in 2010, the people in this country said, stop bankrupting the country. It's not just hurting the children, but all this printing of money is killing the people on fixed income. Seniors who are getting a Social Security check, their check is becoming worthless with much higher gas prices, food prices, health care prices. A lot of people don't realize this, but your health care prices for the average family since 2009, they've put in Obamacare, are now $2,500 more a year for the average family. What I'm saying to you, Mark, is, am I going to compromise on this, these horrible policies? No, I'm not going to go along to get along. Most of the compromises our Congress has been making have been terrible for the country. We need to do things that are right and effective. That's what I'm going to go fight for.
You talked about wanting to reduce the debt and concern over that and rein in spending. What is your opinion on sequestration and the fiscal cliff which is pending?
It was a disastrous, there was no, again, you talked about compromise. They wanted to extend the debt ceiling another $2 trillion, which is a big mistake, and they came up with a sequestration, which both parties hate. And then they look at each other like, we hate it and you hate it. Well, you guys are the ones that made the deal.
But sometimes you have to make those kind of compromises in Congress. What would your position be in that situation? You would abstain?
I would have voted no. I would have said, President Obama, you want another $2 trillion of debt on this nation? You want to take the debt ceiling up another $2 trillion? You're the one that said back at $9 trillion it was too much and it was immoral. I agree with you then. I agree with you now. Why would we give another $2 trillion of debt on the nation and its children and at the same time keep printing money, which is already killing our seniors and people on fixed incomes? That's a terrible policy. I would have voted against it.
What if your vote, though, is the crucial vote and you vote no and nothing happens and that causes more of the Washington gridlock you're trying to fight?
No, the vote of no would have shut down the government temporarily. You still would have gotten your seniors' checks. We still had a lot of money coming.
In that situation, but there could be others where—
The thing of this is, look, when you decide whether you want to vote or not, if you're a person like me, I care about the people and their standard of living. That's the ultimate test. Is this going to help the people? But printing money and ruining the value of your dollar, I'm just saying these things that have been going on are nonsense. They're destroying our children's future, and they're hurting our seniors and people on fixed incomes already. They're obviously hurting our poor. We've gone from 32 million that were in food stamps when Alan Grayson took office to 47 million. There was a reason the people threw Grayson out by 19 points after 2 years. He screamed at people. He made things worse, and now he's coming back in a new district hoping people don't remember what he did. So I object to the whole agenda. It's been a total failure, and I've got solutions to fix problems for people.